Stock markets around the world were lower again today after dropping sharply yesterday on fears about the spread of the coronavirus. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Jeremy.
So yesterday was a bad day for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst day in 2 years, falling about 3.5%. And today's not looking so great either. Should we be concerned?
I mean, look, a couple of extra beads of sweat, not so dumb during a time of general euphoria and rich market valuations. You look at China and Korea, they are critical to the global economy. Italy, which is now feeling the hit of the virus, is critical to Europe. Things can go wrong, so it's always smart to have cash or bonds on reserve.
It's almost surprising that it took investors this long to get this concerned about it.
That's right.
We're going to continue to watch that, but there is another big business story I want to ask you about today. Amazon is opening its first Amazon Go grocery store in Seattle. This is a grocery store with no cashiers or checkout lines, no self-checkout kiosks either. How does it work?
Yeah, the frictionless supermarket experience is holy grail-like if you follow the industry. The margins are so thin that you want to push labor to the customer and to automation. So in this case, you're picking up your cart, you check in with your phone, you fill the cart, and the Amazon Go stores, they're using a combination of overhead cameras and computer vision technology that's then paired with smartphone geofencing. It all hopefully works out. It's taken 3 or 4 years to iron out, and there are many bugs still, but hopefully you can walk in and out without a single human interaction, be that, you know, credit card, cash, no having to deal with anyone.
Well, and Amazon started launching small convenience stores like this 2 years ago using this technology, but this is much bigger. This is a big grocery store.
Yeah, I think it's not intended to compete with Whole Foods, which Amazon took out for $14 billion a few years back. If anything, it's the frictionless technology that they want to pilot and master, because the optionality on that it's hugely disruptive for the entire industry.
Not great for jobs, though.
No, but look, I mean, 7-Eleven has experimented with this. You've had Walmart and Costco. You look at autonomous driving and other strides in automation. A lot of these things are brutal yet inevitable.
They would also be getting a lot more data about customers, right?
Yeah, that data, of course, I mean, it's vital. Amazon, in its traditional .com infrastructure, it voraciously consumes it. And various, you know, chiefly brick and mortar players, you look at Target, you look at Macy's, they use GPS to track you in the store, coupon clicks with CVS and grocery affinity cards. I mean, that's already there. What's increasingly becoming controversial is how this information is sliced and diced and brokered.
You know, I said data, you said data. When I think data, I think of that kid from the Goonies. Although there was a question about how he pronounced his name too. What does Amazon ultimately want to do with this technology, Robin?
Look, Amazon is a $1 trillion-plus company that is not measured. We've talked about this before on retail profitability. It's not about same store sales. They're not fighting on the same plane with a Kroger or a Star Market or a Publix. They're looking to spread this technology across their other nascent brick and mortar brands and potentially to license it to other retailers. It's the side of Amazon that's decidedly tech concerned and infrastructure concerned much more than brick and mortar.
Do the machines check your ID in these stores if you want to buy alcohol?
I mean, there are a limited number of employees at each location to help clear the inevitable bottlenecks, not unlike the grocery style, you know, when you do self-checkout, one of which is ID presentation for alcohol. So that remains one of the things to have to iron out.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.